And he said, I hang up this.
Thank you. Water.
Yesterday I'm putting on the water so that I can have coffee. You want cocoa?
Cocoa.
Don't take anything off, sweetie, please. Anything more.
Who's that? What's that?
That was Agra's eyebrow. Now, don't take anything else off her.
It's not good.
You want some more milk? It'll cool it off a little bit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in here.
Should we get the muffin in here?
I can't.
Careful of them, don't spill it.
Yeah.
Jackie, I just thought of an experiment. It has to do with this feeling I have that.
Okay, the berry.
That phenomenologically, speech is louder than other noises. And of course, the problem is simply to test this. It's a simple physical thing where you simply present various noises in one ear and ask the people to match or adjust the volume of the voice thing. Or it doesn't even have to be two different ears, it can be just two speakers in front of them. Which would, I mean, the interest clearly is that maybe the selective. Did we put the other one in yet, or isn't there any?
Yeah, I didn't pick the other one. Oh, we don't have any knives.
Here's one. What do you think of that?
That's not right. It's not.
Interesting. I mean, it would.
I want this cow.
Yes, you can have some.
It would say something too about the hemisphere.
Well, yeah, if you did it in separate ears or something. Yeah.
You want this, mommy? You want mommy?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Toast. Sure.
I want toast.
It's on your train, Mommy. It's a really easy experiment.
I'm trying to think about it. I can't think very well right now.
So easy it must have been done.
That's really good.
But have you ever mentioned this to me, that you thought speech sounds louder than other sounds?
Just the other day I was noticing, when